right, everybody. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. The heat wave is over, and now it's just a wave, a big old ocean wave. Hopefully you surfed in safely today. It is July 23rd. Dave here on a Tuesday morning, and this is all the best stuff from the show today. We started out, well, actually, we didn't start out. We continually talked about the Stones. It's Rolling Stones Day here on WMCK. That's right. We reformatted for the day. It's a big day here in Philly as the Stones will be hitting the link tonight. They're in town now. They're going to be on stage in a mere 10 hours or so. So we got all hyped up for them on the morning show today. We talked Satanic Majesties, Honky Tonk Memories, growing up with the Stones, Scones with the Stones, favorite Stones album. We talked to Bernard Fowler, a guy who's been providing background vocals for them for 30 years. And we also shared 10 things you didn't know about the Stones. So without further ado, it's pretty much a Rolling Stones podcast for you today. But we're still going to call it The Daily Podcast.
It is all Stones all day. With Stones in town tonight, we've got a lot planned for the show this morning and throughout the day, so much so that we have changed the call letters of the radio station, which is going to be MCK today. I wonder how many people we just keep saying MCK will figure out it means Mick, right?
You were like, Mac?
Right, yeah. Right. Why don't they go Mac? Right. Why don't they go back to Magic already? Right.
Anyway, oh, that would be fun.
69 Next week. Degrees outside. Cloudy with showers off and on today. The high temperature, about 79 degrees. It amazes me that, like, I walked in here and there was a little bit of sprinkle. You guys walked in here and there was a monsoon going on.
Oh, my Lord. Right? Yeah. Yeah. My wipers are exhausted from that ride. Holy hell.
It's going to be with us off and on throughout the day into tonight. It shouldn't screw with the Stone Show tonight. It should all end by, you know, if it's going to happen, end by 8 o'clock.
Oh, perfect.
And basically, the rain is going to be scattered. So, you know, it could be, you know, it's rain in one place and not somewhere else. And we've all experienced that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
We started out with She's a Rainbow from his Satanic Majesty's Request. Probably the biggest bomb album the Rolling Stones ever had. Yeah. She's a Rainbow is the only song of note that comes off of that. There are other songs, Sing This All Together, 2,000 Light Years From Home. A lot of people thought that this was the Rolling Stones' reaction to the Sgt. Pepper's album, right? When in reality, there was so much going on in the Stones' world at that time. They were in court for drug cases. When they would go in the studio, the whole band wouldn't necessarily be there. It was the first time that, like, you know, two people would come in, the rest of the band wasn't there. One person would come in, the rest of the band wasn't there. Right? And actually, John Paul Jones, there's string parts in some of the songs in this. And John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin is the one who arranged them.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? And Bill Wyman was the only one not doing psychedelics at the time. All right. You know, as a matter of fact, he had a song on there, In Another Land, which is basically his look at what the rest of the band was acting like, right, during the course of it. But its biggest claim to fame, that album's biggest claim to fame, it had one of those moving picture covers that shake it, people move from side to side. Right. And that was it. And I don't know if those albums have any value. Right. I know I still have my original one. Right, but I don't know if there's any value to it anymore, you know, because there weren't so damn many of them.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
It took me a real long time to re-like that song.
Why did you stop liking it?
Well, when it first came out, back in 1969, when it first came out, I was managing a rock band on Long Island, and we were traveling all over the place.
Okay.
And that song was relatively new. And we had a gig one night at this place, someplace upstate New York. And we get there, and there used to be a TV show called The Bowery Boys. And one of the characters on the show was Hunts Hall. Right? And Hunts Hall was this, he was like the goofy character of this gang of guys. Okay. Right? And we get there, and Hunts Hall owns the club. Right, so we're all freaking out. Oh my God, it's Hunts Hall! Oh my God, it's Hunts Hall! It's on. So it was a club, and it was like a hotel was part of the club. Right. And, you know, it was really it was a house with a large room in it that they turned into a bar and club, and the rest of the place was just some old boarding house.
Sounds like a frat party.
Was the Bowery Boys like a comedy?
Yeah, it was. Okay, it was a whole series of movies. Right. And anyway, and they were like serials. They were like maybe an hour long or something like that. But when they put them on TV and they added commercials, hey, it was 2 hours. All right. So anyway, so we get there. Right? We finish the gig, and that night the guitar player and the singer in the band are working on some new material, and we're all sleeping in the same room. And I'm trying to get to sleep because I'm the only one who has an actual job that has to go to work the next day. All right, and that job is like an hour and a half away.
You're upstate?
Yeah, right, we're upstate New York, right? So they start playing Honky Tonk Women. Mm-hmm. All right, and you know, and I'm going, guys, I'm trying to get to sleep. I said, you know, just can you keep it down? They go, yeah, sure. And they start talking a little bit. And go, you know what we should try working on? And they open up with Honky Tonk Woman again. They repeated that song to keep me from sleeping for a solid hour, right? So when I first hear that, dong, 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 right, I get chills. It's like, it's still a problem for me. But it is MCK today. Yep, we're all stones all the time, all day, getting ready for tonight's Rolling Stone show. Andre's going to be broadcasting live from getting ready for the sound check and everybody showing up at they're at the link tonight.
Yeah, correct.
Right,
yeah.
At the link. I was going to put them at the vet.
Well,
all right, yeah. I saw them there a number of times, but I think they're going to have a hard time playing it. Looks a lot like a parking lot
I'd
now.
Say so. Right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
Seeing that it's All Stones all day and that we're MCK today, we're going to do something special right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you...
Now, back to our stage from England, the Rolling Stones.
It's Scones with the Stones on Philadelphia's Classic Rock.
Well, they'll be back second half of the show.
102.9 MCK.
Yes, it's Scones with the Stones this morning in lieu of Breakfast with the Beatles. And we're actually going to do something really special with this morning because it's possible that you've never heard it. We usually do it in the 8 o'clock hour, which is something that we call the isolation booth, where we take a track from any band and we happen to have the vocal tracks solo. And then remix the song so you could really hear the vocals coming through. And if there's one song that everybody has talked about from the time that we first played it, it's a Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. And we did it as an isolation booth because in it, you've got the famous Mary Clayton lines, yep. Right? Yep. And her singing. Mary Clayton wasn't even booked to be on this. She was pregnant at home in bed, curlers.
Yes, my favorite part.
Right, you know, and she got a call to come down to the studio, and they needed her to do this backup role. Yeah. She had never heard the song before and went into this. So this is the remix, our remix, in the isolation booth this morning, ladies and gentlemen. The Rolling Stones and Gimme Shelter.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
I am having the time of my life playing these songs.
I'm loving it too, man. Stones have really grown on me.
Yeah, right. You know, it's well. You know, for me, it's like I've been there since the beginning.
Right.
Yeah,
I get it.
You know, and I was part of that group back in the. Yeah, are you with the Beatles or are you with the Stones? And at first, I really was with the Stones. I mean, I became a Beatles fan later on. A lot of it had to do with being a 13, 14 year old kid, and it's like all the girls were screaming about the Beatles. And then these guys come along who look like me and my friends. Uh-huh. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to like this band.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MCK. Of course, the Rolling Stones are coming to town. And joining us now is somebody who's been touring with the Stones for the past 30 years. He is one of the Rolling Stones' backup singers, not only on tour, but on albums as well. Please welcome Bernard Fowler. Hi, Bernard.
Hello, 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 Radio Land. How are you?
We are doing well. The album is called Inside Out, and I've got to ask you, is this your tribute to the Last Poets?
Well, no, but it could be.
It could be. And you and I are the only two people who get that reference.
Yes.
How did you originally get hooked up with the Stones?
I was singing with Herbie Hancock, and I had a 10-day break. So when I get to my apartment in New York, I get a call from producer Bill Laswell, who says, Bernard, you know, go to the airport. I'm like, dude, I just got home. He says, okay, go to the airport. I get to the airport. There's a ticket there for me to fly to London. He meets me at the airport, takes me to a house. I walk in the house. There's a guy sitting on the floor with a guitar. The guy turns around. It's Mick Jagger.
Oh, wow.
I've been hanging out with the Stones kind of ever since.
That's pretty wild.
It is amazing the amount of people you have worked with.
Speaking of singing with everybody, I want to tell you guys, and you got to make sure you tell the world. Alice Cooper's record, Along Came a Spider.
Right.
There is not a duet with Alice Cooper and Ozzy Osbourne on that record. That duet that they talk about on that record is Alice Cooper and Bernard Fowler.
Wow.
And how that happened. Ozzy went to the studio, did one take, and he left the studio. He wasn't feeling good. They were under the pressure. They had to get this track done. So he was so bummed out. I said, Alice, I'll do it for you. And he's like, oh, bless your heart, Bernard, but I really want to ask you. I said, just wait a minute. So I went to the bathroom, put some tissue in my nose, came back, told Danny Sabre, the producer, roll tape, and he rolled tape, and I sang the duet. And Alice Cooper looked at me and said, how the hell did you do that?
30 years of touring with the Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite tour?
Well, obviously, my first tour.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to go with the South American tour because we were playing Copacabana Beach, 1.5 million people.
I was going to ask, is that the 1.5 million people show? Yeah. You must have some incredible Rolling Stones stories. Is there any you can share?
My very first show with the Stones. First show. The Steel Wheels LP had just been, I think the tour was called Steel Wheels.
So. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it opened here. This happened here in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right. Sure did. So we hit the stage. We're going into song two, song three. Boop. Power outage.
Oh, wow.
And they kept playing. We kept playing for a while, and then we realized the power wasn't turning on. So, you know, we stopped playing, you know, waiting for power. I think we might have walked up the stage, and then the power came back on, and we went to the next song. But we never played that song again for that whole tour.
I know you do weeks of rehearsal ahead of time. How many songs do you rehearse, and how long does rehearsal go on?
We go over a lot of songs. You know, 100 songs or more.
Oh, my God.
At least 100 songs. And as you said, we have to play some of the hits.
Right,
you know? So
right.
We have a list of alternatives that, you know, could possibly come up because, you know, there's a voting page for the fans
right.
to pick the song. Mostly every night we're, you know, holding our breath that they don't pick anything we haven't gone over.
How long does rehearsal go on? Is it an 8-hour day? Is it a week? Is it, you know, how many weeks do you do?
You know, it can be anywhere from a month to two. We'll start at, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and we'll go to 8. And this is every day.
Off days as well.
What's that?
Well,
what's an off day? What's that? Well, they give us a Sunday, you know, the occasional Saturday, but for the most part, it's a day.
Now, usually at the end of a tour, there's always gifts for, you know, for people who are not immediate members of the band. Have you ever walked away with something really cool?
No, I'm still waiting for that gift.
Do backup for Elton John, you'll get it. Bernard Fowler, his new album, Inside Out. Bernard has been with the Stones for the past 30 years, and he will be with the Stones here in Philadelphia. Bernard, thank you for taking the time. I'm so glad that I got to talk to you.
And me, you, man. Thanks, guys, for calling, man. I'm glad you liked the record. And keep telling everybody about the record. It's a beautiful piece of work, I think.
Thank you so much. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
102.9 in the house.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, John DiBella rocks you all. Rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous.
fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
Every critic, everybody raves about that album. So far from one of my favorites, it's frightening. Right?
Is there a specific reason that they all rave about?
You know what? I'm not really sure. I mean, you know, they think the music is the best. They think the, you know, everything about them. It is them really at their core. It's a great album for them being at their core. But I'll take Beggar's Banquet or Let It Bleed. Right. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. I just, oh, my God, do I love those two albums. So they're the two albums that are always in my car. I always have those two albums
right?
in
the
car.
Next time I'm there, I'm going to search around. All right.
See if you're telling the truth
about that.
Those two albums are there, and the first two Led Zeppelin albums are always in my car.
That and gloves.
Right, and gloves.
Well, in your glove compartment.
I keep gloves in the glove. Yes. That's what the compartment's for.
You're a literalist.
Right? Some people think they have to put their registration in there. No, I put that in the console. Right, the glove compartment is for gloves. These and other facts will come out during the course of the John DeMello show today.
You are a lunatic. Oh, my God.
Not agree more.
It's the God's honest truth. They're
a freaking psychopath.
Every time I sit in there, I always open and check, too. I'm like, you are such a weirdo.
Right. There's gloves in the glove compartment.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's great, you know? Although Dave today has me worrying about I should get one of those glass smash things for
yes.
my car.
Oh, you Everyone should. Yes. Seatbelt cutter.
I have one of those.
We'll get some tchotchkes.
Why do you have one? You don't leave the house.
If I did, I have it.
And if you do, Randy drives. Right?
Well, so, he has it then.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MCK. A lot of people are confused by the C.
Country.
No, it's Mick. Oh. MCK, Mick.
It just dawned on Steve.
Yeah.
It's all right.
All Stones all day as we prepare for their show tonight. Andre is going to be broadcasting live from Lincoln Financial Field this afternoon. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. I love the guitar sound on that. And that's Brian Jones. That's Brian Jones at his best. It really is. I mean, he was an incredible guitar player. Unfortunately, he was also an incredible drug user.
Yeah.
And, you know, and eventually the band just got so fed up. He would walk into the studio and he couldn't perform. And they would just do things around him, right? Meanwhile, Keith, on the other hand, I never knew this, but Keith only put his guitar only has 5 strings on it.
You know, I did hear that. Do you know why, though?
He's looking for a sound that I guess with that 6, it forces him probably to play. I'm not a guitar player, but it probably forces him to play certain notes a different way.
Unconventionally,
and it gives him a different sound, and that's what he goes with. As a matter of fact, that's the kind of stuff we're going to give you in just a moment for 10 things you probably did not know about the Rolling Stones. 69 degrees out there now. The rain will be off and on throughout the day. I finally heard it. Cloudy showers off and on. Temperature getting up to about 79 degrees. 69.
Nice.
Okay, right now.
I don't want to bury it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Bert Kreischer tickets at 8:35 this morning for Dave and Steve's High Low. And obviously, it's all going to be Rolling Stones songs. But right now, let's get to 10 things you probably did not know about the Rolling Stones. Let me start with this. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards first met when they were 5 years old. And they were in primary school together until Mick moved away in 1950. And a chance meeting 10 years later on a train platform revealed that the two of them had a lot in common in the course of that 10 years, especially a love for blues and Chuck Berry. And before long, the two were jamming with other local blues musicians. And the next thing you know, they had a band. What do you got, Steve?
Well, Mick and Keith may not have written any of their own stuff if it wasn't for their manager at the time, Andrew Lou Goldham.
Right.
Now, he was trying to explain to them they were running out of good songs to cover. And they didn't believe it, and they were a little reluctant. So what he did, he locked them in a kitchen and said, "You can't leave until you write your own song." And that is how they came up with Tell Me, You're Coming Back, which appeared on their self-titled debut album.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Over to you, Dave.
A little drummer facts here for you. Before joining the group, drummer Charlie Watts worked as a graphic designer. And he actually designed many of the band's album covers, concert posters, and stage sets as well.
Stage sets as well?
How about that, theater boy?
Okay. The Rolling Stones almost never released Satisfaction.
What?
The band voted 3-2 on whether or not to release it as a single, and the dissenting votes came from Mick and Keith, who felt the song didn't have enough commercial appeal.
Wow.
All right.
Well, speaking of commercials, in 95, Windows paid $3 million to use Start Me Up in commercials for Windows 95. That is the first time the Stones had allowed their music to be in an ad campaign.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd do it for three.
Yeah, I'd do it for one.
Yeah, exactly. Their most played song is Jumpin' Jack Flash, which they've played over 1,100 times in concert.
Wow.
So expect that one tonight.
In 1981, the Rolling Stones embarked on their American tour, on an American tour to support the Tattoo You album, sponsored by Jovan Perfume, right? A rumored $4 million is what they paid for that sponsorship, and it was the first corporate-sponsored musical tour.
Ever, of any band.
Any band.
Whoa.
If anyone was going to start it, it would be Mick.
Yep.
All right, Steve?
Well, they've been around for a long time and obviously have had massive success, but they are still only the fourth best-selling group of all time.
All right.
They sit behind ABBA.
ABBA?
Yep. Queen.
All right.
And the Beatles.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Dave?
Gimme Shelter is a favorite song of filmmaker Martin Scorsese, and he's used it on soundtracks for his movies Goodfellas, Casino, and The Departed.
Wow.
Can't get enough.
And lastly this morning, of the 10 things you probably did not know about the Rolling Stones, throughout the 60s and 70s, the Stones kept among their entourage a cadre of highly skilled drug procurers, right? Notably among the group was a guy named Acid King Dave, who got the Stones, well, acid, obviously. It was later discovered that Acid King Dave was actually a plant who, in a joint effort with the FBI and MI5, set up the Stones for a massive drug bust.
Wow, what a rat.
Right, yeah, he was. Right, right. He was Rat King Dave. Right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.